Hello, and welcome to the Reseller Podcast, brought to you by Reseller Assistant, hosted by Thrifty on a Dime, aka me, Samantha. I am a nurse as well as reseller on eBay, Poshmark, and Mercari. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Thrifty on a Dime for some great tips and motivation for your life. This podcast is sponsored by ReSellerAssistant.com, and they have helped me scale my Poshmark closet tremendously. I have created this podcast to help others who are trying to make some more money, part-time, full-time, or just for some vacation cash. Because let's face it, it is hard to get ahead with the 40-hour work week, or maybe you're just looking for more freedom to be at home with your loved ones. Well, keep listening because I'm going to have some amazing content to help you achieve this. Today's podcast is solely going to be focused on Poshmark. Poshmark is a site that I started selling on first. It's an amazing app that now also allows a website version to list items to sell on. It used to strictly be only women's items, but now they allow men's, kids, and even home decor. I have scaled my closet from just a few items listed to listing more and more every month. For some, that can be intimidating, thinking they need hundreds of followers or hundreds of items to even sell on the app, and that is just not the case. You can have a few followers but be active and still make sales. Let me take you through some steps to get the hang of the app, what you should list to start off with, and then some steps to make more sales on Poshmark. If you haven't already downloaded the app, make sure you download it today. Use code ThriftyOnADime when signing up, and I will come welcome you to the app. Okay guys, let's start with the basics of Poshmark and what exactly Poshmark is. Poshmark is a site that allows you to list things that are new or used that you may not want anymore, or if you're buying things just to resell. The very first step would be to create an account. The best part? This is free to do. They only take a small fee after your item sells. If you're new to Poshmark, don't forget when downloading the app to use code ThriftyOnADime. And this will give you some Posh credit, but it'll also alert me to come check out your closet. Now that you have created your own Poshmark closet, it's time to create your very first listing. Creating your very first listing can be confusing. But I promise, it isn't hard after you get used to where all the buttons are. On the app, at the bottom of the home screen, you can find tabs. The tabs say from left to right, feed, shop, sell, news, and then your closet name to the furthest right. You'll use the sell tab that's directly in the center. You'll click it and create your very first listing. Now, when you're creating your first listing, I would definitely have the pictures before you create it. You can use the camera that's inside Poshmark, but I find it easier just to click the file folder and insert pictures that I've already taken. One quick tip when taking your pictures is to make sure you're using good lighting. I find the best time to take pictures would be from 10 to noon, or then again from 4 to 6. And basically, it's going to not wash out your item, and it's going to give it some good natural lighting. And this is if you don't want to use a lighting kit. Also, make sure you're doing square mode if you have an iPhone, because Poshmark does use square mode for their pictures when inserting into a listing. After you have added the pictures, you want to go to the next step of the listing, which is adding a title, description, and then you're going to enter some information like size, category, original price, and stuff like that. I will say that the title is extremely important. You don't want the title just to say red skirt. Instead, try using keywords such as free people, red bell arm blouse, and if you have room, definitely add the size. I personally copy the title and paste it into the description, then follow that with like armpit to armpit measurements, length. And that would be if it was a blouse. If it was pants, you know, inseam and waist. I know some people add measurements and then some don't. I personally have not noticed a difference in my cells from adding measurements. This just saves you a little bit of time just in case someone wants to be a little bit picky and be like, hey, can you measure, you know, the bust for me? Can you measure the length for me? Can you measure the waist? Although it's a rare occasion, it will save you time from pulling it out of your inventory and having to measure it. Also, a side note, when you're creating the description, if you have an item that has a flaw, you definitely want to disclose it here. Even if it's the tiniest dot, make sure you're putting it here or you have a good enough photo that you take a close-up to show that. This is just fair to the buyer and it prevents you getting a return in the future. You'll also want to put anything that's unique about the item. Does the item have double pockets? Does it have an inside pocket? Does it have, you know, the waistband or something like that? Make sure you put that in the description also so that the buyers are kind of more aware of the uniqueness of that piece. Once you have finished the description, below you're going to find category. Now when you select the category, it's going to have like jeans, pants, tops, shorts, skirts, and stuff like that. Select the closest category to what you are listing, and then I don't typically use a subcategory. I will just click other. I personally find if you click a subcategory, if somebody's looking for a general skirt, you're not going to pop up if you put like pencil skirt or something. But this is definitely going to be your preference. You also have the option to select home, men's, and children. So just be sure you select the closest category to whatever your item is. Then you'll be adding the sizing. You have an option for regular, petite, or plus. Again, select whatever is closest to your item. You can also put other, and then there's a way that you can type in the size in case it's like a one size, you know, fits all type deal. You're also going to have to click original price. For me personally, I just enter zero because I'm buying things to resell, so I can't really say how much that item costed new, and I would feel wrong if I put an amount like $200 and really the item was like $89 new. So this is again a personal preference to put zero, especially if you're buying to resell. Now, if it is new with tags, you can definitely put what the tag price is on there, and then below it, you will enter the price that you want to sell the item for. After you've entered all those details, you can list your item. Now, there are other parts of the listing you can enter information such as color, quantity, and stuff like that. I don't usually ever put anything that's optional because I have so many items to list. I just want to get it all listed quickly. And if I'm taking good enough photos, you don't really need to put what color the item is unless it's one of those that could be gray or it could be like a light blue. I'm just not sure. You can add that into the description just to give the people an idea. But other than that, I will just list the item without all the extra optional stuff. Now that you have created your listing, you can view it live by clicking the bottom right tab, which is your closet username. This will bring you to your closet and your active listings. Poshmark is a social app, and after you have your listings up for more exposure, you should share your listings. Sharing isn't always important. If you have an item that is hot or in style, sometimes it will just sell by sitting in your closet, especially if you took good photos. The best way to share is to click your item, then at the top right, hit edit, next, and list. This will push your item back to the top of the newsfeed as well as category it is listed under, thus creating more exposure for your item. Sharing can get intimidating. especially if you have a ton of items listed. For me, I now have 956 active listings, and it's just impossible to share all of them 3 times a day by myself. With this being said, I found a company a year ago that at first I was leery of trying because I'm very passionate about my Poshmark closet and I didn't want to mess anything up. But I was willing to give them a try from their reviews and also from chatting with them via email. Reseller Assistant has been a blessing to find. They use real people to be your virtual assistant and they will either share your items, share other people's items, or follow for you. And this helps save tons of time for either family time or to just to get more listed and more business work done. Poshmark does allow you to pay someone to be your virtual assistant. The only thing they don't allow is using bots. And that's what really enticed me to trying out the company and seeing if it worked. I made 3 sales my very first day using them, and I have constant daily sales as well. So I made my money back from hiring them to be my virtual assistant within the first few days. So the rest was just pure profit. If you want to go check them out and decide to try them, don't forget to use code ThriftyOnADime to let them know how you found them. Now that we got the social aspect out of the way, and a simple but effective way to make more sales on the Poshmark app, it is important to know how you're going to do shipping after your item has sold. You're going to get a notification on the Poshmark app, but you will also get an email to the email that you provided to Poshmark when signing up. In this email, it will contain a shipping label that is pre-generated by Poshmark. All you have to do is click on it, print it, and then tape it to your package. The great thing about this is the buyer does pay the shipping unless you have selected to do a shipping discount. A question that I get quite frequently is, what kind of packaging do I use? You can either buy your own polymailers on sites like eBay or Amazon, or you can also get a ton of free supplies from USPS. Because Poshmark is all priority mail, you are able to use their free priority shipping materials. You can get these materials by visiting the USPS store or go online to their site and order some free supplies. They will deliver it directly to your doorstep. Something I do also, I like to get free packaging from either items I've had shipped to me, or I am a nurse and at my home, we constantly have packages coming in. So I will reuse the boxing material from stuff that we put in inventory or anything like that. One thing about shipping is you want to make sure your item is secure. I like to use clear poly mailers to put any kind of clothing item into before I put it in the packaging material to keep it protected, because you never know when your package might accidentally get ripped open and you don't want your item to get stained or ruined or anything to happen to it, and then you get a return where you can't even sell the item because now it has a stain on it, or you risk getting a bad rating because the item was damaged. So if it's clothing, I personally put it in something that's kind of like a Ziploc baggie, but it's a clear poly mailer, and you can actually buy those on eBay or Amazon as well. This also protects it from odors. I've heard some horror stories where the postman have been smoking in their vehicle and it seeped through the package and actually into the clothing. So when the buyer received it, they said, you know, it smelled like smoke, and either Poshmark granted the return or, you know, the buyer gave you a poor rating. So just to keep yourself protected and make sure you don't get poor ratings, I personally would use something to protect it when you're putting it inside the package. Also, if you're shipping something that's breakable, make sure you're using enough packing material that it doesn't freely move around and get ruined as well. Some people will include a small thank you card or a gift, and this is completely up to you and how you want to run your closet. I will say from experience that this didn't change my ratings. Occasionally, I would have someone leave a love note, which basically is a review to say thank you for the gift, but honestly, I wasn't getting any more reviews from when I packaged the item just safely and secure. I still got about the same reviews with or without including the gift or handwritten note. So that will be completely up to you and how you want to run your Poshmark closet. Now, after you have sold, then shipped your item, you wait for your item to get delivered to the buyer. You will get paid either after a buyer rates you or 3 days after delivery of your item. So don't worry, I know not all buyers rate their sellers, so you will still get paid either way. The money will then get released after that 3 days or the buyer rates you and it will be in your closet. After the money has been released, you will go to your closet and check your balance by clicking the bottom right tab, which is your closet name. And on this screen at the top right hand, you will see a dollar symbol. Click that dollar symbol and it will show you your redeemable balance. You have the option to either get a check form sent to you in the mail, which I've never done this, but I heard it takes up to 2 weeks, or you can connect your bank account and it's usually deposited within 3 days. For me, if I do it on a Thursday, I will get it Friday, but if I do it on a Friday after 3 p.m., I won't get it until Monday. So honestly, you'll just have to see how your bank works with the direct deposits on Poshmark. It's usually very quickly though. Now that should cover everything to get you started on the app. It's time to go raid your house and closet to find some things that you're wanting to get rid of and try out the Poshmark selling platform. I would definitely recommend to everyone to find things around your house or free from your loved ones first to get used to how the app works and taking pictures to get a better idea of listing as well. You don't need a fancy lighting kit, simply use daylight, and the best daylight for pictures I find is between 9 and 11, as well as 5 to 7 p.m. currently for spring summer hours. The main thing you need to focus on before listing is having an area that is not clogged up with clutter. Taking detailed pictures, meaning pictures that show any flaws, display anything unique about the item, and make sure it shows the item's true color. You also want to have a great title with keywords describing the item, then also having a good price. You don't want the price to be too low for the market, but you also don't want it too high that it's going to deter people from coming to check out your items. You will want to be very active on Poshmark since this one is a social app. And again, if you have over 100 items, I would highly recommend using resellerassistant.com to do shares of your own items. Or if you're trying to gain a following, they can also help with that as well. It is important to do either these yourself on your own time or hiring a virtual assistant to do it for you to promote your Poshmark closet and items. Again, Poshmark is a social app versus Mercari or eBay where you can just post it and it will probably sell. It does take time on all of these apps to get used to them, but with Poshmark, make sure you're very active and social. Thank you so much for listening to the Reseller Podcast. For more tips and motivation, be sure to check me out on Instagram and Facebook at Thrifty on a Dime. I can't wait to put out more content for you guys to start making some money and get the free time that you're wanting.